A survey suggests the U.S. consumer confidence has declined in December from a 17-year high as Americans become less optimistic about the economy and job prospects. According to the survey released by the Conference Board, a business research group, the Consumer Confidence Index fell to over 122 points in December from nearly 129 points in November. The job market, the stock rally, and Republicans' fiscal reforms have been cited as the reasons. The high confidence last month was attributed to solid sales in the holiday shopping season. Despite the decline in confidence, consumers' expectations remain at strong levels, suggesting the economic growth will continue well into 2018. According to the report, over 20% of consumers expect better business conditions in the next 6 months. Experts have predicted the index would drop this month, but it fell more than expected. Ruzbeh Aliabadi, managing partner at Global Growth Advisors, joins us from New York. So, what are we looking at when it comes to the U.S. economy? I mean, you have the stock market that's doing as well as it can, and maybe even better by many expectations, but then you have this report, which is kind of gloomy.
Right, Kaveh. Well, it's interesting times right now. Politically, President Trump is associating all the success in the stock market or the lowest level of unemployment to himself, but economists are saying this is just a regular economic cycle in the U.S. Now, let's be clear. The jobs are doing well. Unemployment numbers are low. But this is just momentarily. Why? Because as we're seeing this rise of the fourth industrial revolution, meaning more automations, if you will, more jobs being replaced by artificial intelligence and so on and so forth, we believe this is going to be short term. The second aspect of it is economic boost. Well, the economy is on a cyclical pattern right now. Stock market is doing very well, up 36% from its lowest point. But a lot of people are arguing this is an overheated stock market and it's going to come down. And the tax reform. We just saw that Republicans were able to finally pass the tax reform, put it on the president's desk, and the president has also signed it. But we really don't know what it means for average Americans. What economists believe this is going to hurt average Americans. Just take a look at what's just happening. There's a rush right now. We call it the mortgage rush. A lot of people are thinking about maybe they're better off to pay a portion of their property taxes this year as instead of paying it in 2018 because of less deductions. It's a lot of ambiguity we have in the market, if you will. But on a consumer confidence, the numbers are still high, but it's going a little bit lower than expected. And here's the reason. If you look at the MasterCard report, Americans spent roughly about $800 billion in department stores this holiday season. This number is very high. In other words, when the spending goes up, that means the savings go down. Americans' savings is at negative rate. What does this mean? That means we are having, if you will, another credit card crisis in the country. So all in all, we think the consumer confidence will go down. We don't believe the job market is going to improve drastically in the long run. And this overheated stock market seem not to be lasting for too long. Again, economists don't know when we're going to have a recession, but we believe this recession is due sometimes in the next 24 months. How hard and how much it will hit, we don't know. Now, what's dominating the news, at least on the political news and all the indices, is Mr. Trump's rhetorics of saying that this is part of his, if you will, campaign of let's make America great again. But economists know that is not the case. So we have to see. Just wait and see what the tax reform is going to be doing to average Americans. It is not going to be providing more cost savings and in a way, if you will, savings for Americans. And it's really going to hurt the average middle class in the United States. So all in all, I think the confidence levels on the consumer front will go down with the bad saving rates or negative saving rates that we have seen thus far, Kaveh.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Ruzbeh Aliabadi, managing partner at Global Growth Advisors, talking to us there from New York. Thanks.